Okay, today is Daf Ayin Ches. We're on Ayin Zayin and Beis, and today we'll learn the Ilan Nishmas Gibor Ben Gidon, for his father. The Yahrzeit is today. Neshama Shev and Aliyah. So here we go. Tana Rabbanon. Banim v'lo banos divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that if a mitzvi wants to become a Jew, if a mitzvi wants to marry a Jew, they have to wait 3 generations. They can become gerim, but their kids can't marry a full fledged Jew for 3 generations. That only applies to men, not women. Just like Amoni. The difference is that an Amoni man can never marry a Jew, but an Amoni woman can. So by mitzvi, same story. Banim, the boys have to wait, the men have to wait, v'lo banos, not the girls. Divrei Reb Shimon. Amar Yehuda, 1 second. Harehu Omer, it says, banim asher yivoldu lehem dar shlishi. The children that are born in the third generation. Hakasav tala'an beleda. The Torah doesn't say anything about boys and girls. It says leda, born. Meaning what? Even women have to wait. There's no heter for women. Amar B'Yochanan, I love the Amar of Yehuda, Kasav Talon Beleda. If Rabbi Yehuda would not have come along and said this, that what? That it all depends on Leda. If they would not have said it, Lo Matziyad the Varagla of Beis HaMedrash. We wouldn't have any hands and feet in the Beis HaMedrash. In other words, the other Shita couldn't stand. Why? Because given the Amar Mar, Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, if a Kahal Gerim is called a Kahal, that means, what does that mean, a Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal? The Gerim are no different than regular Jews, right? They're no different than Mitzri Sheni Bama Yitar. Who can a Mitzri Sheni marry? There's no one to marry. If you hold that women of Mitzrim can become Gerim right away, then who can a Mitzri Sheni marry? Ein Echanami, who can a Mitzri Rishon marry? The Rishonim point out. The Gemara could ask that question. Who can a Mitzri Rishon? In other words, a man wants to become a Mitzri. Right? A Mitzri wants to become a Jew. He converts. What does the Torah say? His grandson or granddaughter can marry a full-fledged Jew. He can't. So who can he marry?
He can't marry a Mitzri woman.
Huh?
A Mitzri woman.
If a Mitzri woman becomes a Jew right away, and Kahal, who can he marry? There's no one to marry. He can't marry. He can't. Not, no, he can't. Because Kahal give Ikri Kahal. I was wondering about that. Maybe he can marry a Mamzer. A Mamzeres. Who can he marry? He can't marry a Ger. Because Gerim are full-fledged Jews. He can't marry. Want to go tell him? It doesn't work. He can't marry a. Want to tell him it doesn't work? The cure doesn't work. And the other one's not. Mr. Freud. The Keurig doesn't work, and the water's not boiled yet.
The Keurig works. There's a button on the back.
Oh, okay, fine.
I pushed it. It doesn't work.
No, it
works. Okay. And so again, who's he going to marry? He has no one to marry. He can't marry. Has to be that a Mitzri woman also has to wait 3 generations. Has to be. Otherwise, the man has no one to marry. You got that?
Maybe she has the option of marrying either a Yisrael or a Mitzri.
How could that be? You hear the question? He has no one to marry. Right? Right? Mitzri Sheni, Bama Yitar. How's he going to marry anybody? He has no one to marry. So the Gemara says, well, Vidil Mahai Avar Vinasiv. No, maybe it means that he went ahead and married somebody. So the Gemara says, no. De'i lo kasev kra. The Torah is not talking about people who do things wrong. By the way, if this happened, here's the story. Torah doesn't do that. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Harei mamzer. There's such a thing as a mamzer. De'i v'kas v'kra. Torah went ahead and said, you're not going to do this. And if you do it, here are the consequences. Right? So what do you mean? So the Gemara says, no. De'i li'isura kasev. No. The Torah will tell you, don't do this. And if you do it, here are the consequences. De'i le'teru lo kasev. The Torah never would say, okay, don't do this, and if you do this, you have a heter now. Now you have someone, now the kids can get married. The Torah never say such a thing. Right? 1 second. Hayamachzer grushaso. But by machzer grushaso, de'i le'teru v'kasva. It is. What's that? That is a man has married to a woman. He gets divorced from her. She goes ahead and marries someone else. And then the husband remarries her. He's not allowed to do that. Rashi points out that the pasuk says, it says ki toeva he. It's a toeva to do that. V'darshinon he toeva v'ein baneha tovin. But the kids, nothing wrong with those kids. They can marry a kohen. There's nothing wrong with those kids. She's a toeva. Shouldn't have done that. So what do you see? The Torah says don't do this, and yet there's a hetter for children. So the Gemara answers now. Hasam mishum ikari surahu dekase. That the ikar is it's an iser. Okay, it's a drasha. He toeva, not the kids. All right, we have a drasha like that. But the main point is to ask the mother, to ask the wife. Here, what's the Torah going to say? That if a man went ahead and married a mitzvusheni, who he can't, shouldn't do that, because it's totally mutter. Hard for the Torah to do such a thing. Therefore, it must be that the women also have to wait 3 generations.
How many things are trivial? How many things are toeva besides homosexuality?
Yeah, also, I don't know.
Being non-kosher also a toeva.
Yeah,
yeah, and then also
Tana Rabbanan. Im nemar banim, lama nemar doros. Im nemar doros, lama nemar banim. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Bonim asher yivoldu lahem dor shlishi." The children that are the bonim that are born in the third generation, yavo lahem bikal Hashem. Right? It's a funny word. It's a funny pasuk. Bonim asher yivoldu lahem dor shlishi, yavo lahem bikal Hashem. It's a very wordy pasuk. Why does it say bonim and yivaldu? So im nemar bonim v'lo nemar doros. If it would say bonim and not doros, hayisi omer ben rishon v'sheni asher shlishi mutter. You know what I would think? It means like this: the first child you have is asher, the second child you have, and the third child is mutter. Therefore, klakach nemar doros. Therefore, it says doros. Vim nemar doros. If it would say doros v'lo nemar bonim and not say bonim, hayisi omer. You know what I would say? Laos and ha'om nemar ha'sinai. It only meant that generation. That generation that heard this pasuk in Har Sinai. L'kach nemar banim. That's why it says banim. No, it goes on forever. Now it says lahem. It says the word lahem in this pasuk twice. So lahem, mehem, mana. The word mehem means you start counting from this guy. He's the first generation. A mitzvah wants to become a Jew. He's generation number one. And lahem means halach achar psulan. You go after the puzzle side. We'll explain that. Ve'itzdrach halach achar psulin. Right? Halach achar psulin. Right? What does that mean? That means you always go after the puzzle side. So let's say a mitzvah marries a Israelis, which you shouldn't do. So now what's the door with the second child? The child. You go after the mother or you go after the father? The answer is you go after the puzzle side. Okay. Vitrich lemichtav lahem, vitrich lemichtav asher yivoldu. It was necessary to say lahem, and it was necessary to say asher yivoldu that will be born. The kasa rachman asher yivoldu, if it would say asher yivoldu, I would have thought, mibnehem mana. I would have thought you count from the child. Kasa rachman lahem. The kasa rachman lahem, havamin, I would have thought, mitris. Meubereth, v'nis chenis gaira. If a mitzvah that's pregnant becomes a giyoreth, he ubna chad. Then in such a situation, her and the child are counted as one generation. Kasa rachmana asher yivoldu. That's why the Torah said no asher yivoldu. Okay, you have any questions?
Yeah.
V'itzrach lemichtav lahem. V'itzrach lemichtav lahem hacha. V'itzrach lemichtav lo gabi mamzer. It says here lahem, and b'mazir it says lo yavo lo b'kal Hashem lamed vav. What does that mean? Because of rachmana hacha, if it would have said it here, because mishum deba mitipa psula, the mitzvah came from a guy. His parents were goyim. He wants to be convert. That's why you have to wait 3 generations. Aval mamzer, but a mamzer deba mitipa kshera. His parents are Jews. Aim a lo. I would say no. What no? Right. Maybe you don't go after the puzzle side. Because the Rechmana Gabi Mamzer, Bishum De Ein Royal Lova Bakal La'olam. But on the other hand, the Mamzer can never marry anybody. Forever. Avul Hacha Eim Malo, Tricha, that's why it's necessary to say both. Next.
It's working because somebody pushed the reset button on
so the Keurig is working?
On the power strip.
So the Keurig...
Everything is working.
Okay, everything is working.
And it's, the water is heating up because somebody...
I did that.
...turned off the reset button on the power strip.
Uh-huh.
Turn it on and everything's on.
Excellent. You can go. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar B'Yochanan. Mitzri Sheni, a Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa Mitzris Rishona, a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Mitzris Rishon, Bina Shlishi Hu. The child is a Shlishi. What does that mean? Alma, what does that mean? Kasavar Basar Dide. Shadin and Le. You go after him. Right? Masa Rabbi Yosef, 1 second. You go after him? I figured out a way for a mamzer to become tar. What's the story with a mamzer? A mamzer can't marry anybody. So how are you going to kasher a mamzer? So Reb Tarfon said, I have a way to do it. What's the way? Ketad, mamzer nasa shifcha. A mamzer marries a shifcha, which he's allowed to do. She's only half Jewish, right? A mamzer marries a shifcha. Havlad eved. The vlad is an eved. Why? Because it goes after the mother. If Shichru, free the Eved, is he a mamzer now, the boy? No. He's a full-fledged Jew. Nimza, what do you see? Ben Chorin. Alma, Basur Didasha Dinalit. So you see, you go after the mother?
Well, one's for Yichus and one's for...
So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hasan, there it's different. Damarkra, Ha'isha, Vilada, Ti El Adonea. The Pasuk said to go after the mother in that case. The Pasuk said that. Right? But in a normal case, you would not go after the mother. Masav Rava. Rava asked the following question. Amar of Yehuda, we had this already yesterday, right? Binyamin, a few days ago. Binyamin Ger Mitzri Hayali. I had a buddy named Binyamin. He was a Ger Mitzri. Chaver mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva. He was a chaver of Rabbi Akiva. Va'amar, he said, ani mitzri rishon. I'm a mitzri rishon. V'naseisi mitzris rishona. And I married a mitzris rishon. Asa levni mitzris shnia. I'm going to marry my son to a sheni. My son's a sheni. I'm going to have him marry a sheni. Yeah, she had ben benai rala v'abakal. So my grandson will be full-fledged normal. Right? And if you go after the man, then I feel a Rishonami, then the son could even marry a Rishon.
But why do you insist on her being a Sheni?
Exactly, because she can marry a Rishon. The Gemara answers, you're right. Right, change that story to say even a Rishon. Okay, very good. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa, Mitzvah Rishona, Bna Sheni, who? That in such a case, where a Sheni marries a Rishon, the child is only a Sheni. What do you see? Alma, Basar Imei Shadina Le. You go after the mother. Okay, so it's a machloket. Alma Le Abaya, Elahad Amr of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said the following thing. Hifrish Chatas Muberes. Let's say somebody designates a Chatas that is pregnant. Okay? Viyalda, and it gives birth. So you have two animals here. Which animal can you bring for the chatas? Whichever one you want. Ratza mischaper ba, ratza mischaper bivlada. You can use the mother, you can use the child. Now, e amrit bishlomo uber lav yerech imahu. If you hold that an uber is not considered a yerech, means a thigh. In other words, an uber is not just a limb of the mother, it's its own entity. Then what's this like? If you hold it's its own entity, then havale kemafrish shtei chatos lach rayis. It's as if you designated two chatoses, one as a backup. You're allowed to do that. People that were very nervous, people would designate a chatos. They didn't have era, so b'shogis. So they're very upset about it. So they would designate a chatos, and maybe that chatos will die. Maybe he'll get hit by a bus. Maybe he'll get sick. Who knows? So they had a backup. So if you hold that the ubar is not considered a thigh of a mother, then what is an ubar? It's its own entity. Then it's a backup. It's a din of a backup. You'll see it in a second. It's a din of a backup. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Bishlomo uber lav yerech imahu. The Rashi is right here. Mishum hachi, therefore, ratza bivlada mischaper. If you want, you can use the child as a carbon. Why? To have a chashuv b'shas hafrasha at the time that you designate the animals, kibehema ba'an pe'nafshe. It was like its own animal. V'havalei kimafrish beis chatos b'achrayis. It's as if you designated two chatoses. One is a backup. She'im ta'avai ha'achas. If one got lost, you lost it. It's chaper b'chavrata. You use the other one. V'chi amrinan v'lad chatos l'misa. But we have a din that says v'lad chatos l'misa. So what does that din mean? That's hecha, that the mafresh of behema reikarnis, that's the designated an animal stam, then vinus abra, then it got pregnant, then we all then had a baby. Then you say, then we have a rule, the vlad of a chatas has to die.
So you
didn't know it was pregnant. So if it's not pregnant and you designate it, then it gets itself pregnant, then the baby goes to miso. But if it was already pregnant, when you designated it, then if you hold Uber's lav yerechimo, it's like two animals.
What I'm saying,
soon
you know when you designated if it was pregnant. How do you know that?
What? The Amr of Oshia, and of Oshia said, Hamafrish Techatos Lachrayas, if somebody designates two chatoses, one as a backup, Mishchaper Ba'achas Mehen, use either one you want, Vashniya Tireh, and the second one goes to pasture. Ella I Amr Uber Yerech Imo Hu, but if you hold Uber Yerech Imo, then what happened? What'd you do? Then havele vlad chatos. Then what is it? It's a vlad chatos. It's not its own entity. A vlad chatos lemisa ozel, and a vlad chatos goes to die, right? Right. So, and we know explains. I think Rashi says it. And we know that Rabbi Yochanan holds Uber is Yerechimo. So how can Rabbi Yochanan hold that you can do either one you want? If you hold Ibra Yerechimo, you can't do either one you want. So, Ishtik. He didn't have an answer for that. Right? Okay?
Yeah.
So, Amalei, he said, Dilma Shaini Hasam, maybe it's different over there, Dichziv, Asher Yivaldu, Hakasav Tila'a Beleda, the Torah there, where? By Mitzri. In other words, even if you hold Uber's lav yerechimo, right? If you hold Uber's lav yerechimo,
yeah,
then you don't go after the mother. So the question is, over here, when the mitzvah sheni, when there's a mitzvah born, do you go after the mother or do you go after the father? So how could you not go after the mother in the case of the carbon and go after the mother in the case of the mitzvah sheni? That's basically the question. So he told him, no, the Torah said it goes by Leda. What can I tell you? I see the head, I see your eyes, between the pillars. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Only because it says that. Really, you would go after the father. Elohad Amar Rava, but Rava said, Nachris Mu'beres Shenes Gaira. If a Gentile becomes a Gioris, and while she becomes a Gioris, she's pregnant. So she's 5 months pregnant. She becomes a Gioris. The baby's born 4 months later. Is that baby Jewish?
Yeah.
What?
Yes,
the answer is yes. The baby's Jewish. Bina ain't tzarech tevila. That baby does not need his own conversion, his own mikvah. Doesn't need it. Am I ain't tzarech tevila? Why not? V'chi yitema mishum derav Yitzchak. Tam rav Yitzchak, dvar Torah, rubo makbid alav chotzeitz. If there's a rove of a chatzitza and your makbid, then the Torah says that's not a good tevila. But rubo she'ain a makbid, if it's rove and it's not makbid, ain't a chotzeitz. Min haTorah, min haRabbanan, anything is a chotzeitza. But min haTorah all has to be either rove and makbid, right? V'ha here Amar of Kahana lo shel el rubo avol kulo chotzeitz. But here the baby is completely a chotzeitza. It's completely covered up by the mother. It didn't touch 1 ounce of water, right? So why doesn't the baby need its own tevila? So we're trying to prove that would tend to show that a baby is not distinct from its mother. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Shiny ubar, a baby's different. The hainu rebise. What does the hainu rebise mean? How do they translate in English?
That's the way he develops.
That's the way he develops. So Rashi says on top, v'lav chatzitza, it's not a chatzitza. Okay? Ki amar...
Can that baby marry a Kohen? It's considered a ger?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
She can marry a Kohen.
She?
No, the
baby?
The baby, yeah.
I don't know. Ki asa Ravina, Amar Rav Yochanan, be'umos halach achar hazachar. When it comes to other nations, they go after the father. This gairu, once they become a ger, halach achar pegam shebishnehim. You go after the pegam of both of them. We're going to explain that. Be'umos halach achar hazachar. What does that mean? When it comes to nations, they go after the zachar. What does that mean? Kidatanya. Menayin le'echar mena'umos. You have a guy from a nation. Sheba al kananis. He has relations with a kananis. Now, v'avlad v'holid ben, and you have a son. Sha'ata rishai liknoso be'eved. You're allowed to keep that child as an eved. What's going on here? So this is a din that anybody from Canaan has to be killed. There's a pasuk, lo sechaya kol neshama. You can't let them live. So you have here a woman who's from Canaan, and she married a man from Ireland. Not from the Canaan. He's from Ireland. So what's that baby now? That baby, you have to kill that baby? No, the baby's Irish. You can look at him and go hide by him for an eved. That's all that means. What does Rashi say? The ata mitzuva lahamiso. You don't have a command to kill him. Dishadina le basaravua. You go after the father. He's Irish. No, he's not from Canaan. Okay? Now the other way around. Shinemar. It says, v'gam b'bnei atoshavim hagarm imachem mehem tiknu. Fine. Yachal, I was
the other way. How is that relevant? I mean, we don't know who's from Canaan.
What?
We didn't know who's from Canaan.
So we asked that on Friday. But we're assuming you know. We're assuming you know. If you know.
Right.
So the point of this is, you go after the father. You go after the father.
You must have it to kill all seven nations.
Yeah, you were able to offer them peace. Right. And if they accepted peace, you weren't allowed to kill them. And if not, you have to kill them. Right?
Unlike today.
What?
Unlike today.
But it's no different than a Amalek, right? It's a hard mitzvah to kill babies like that. It's not so easy.
The same day as Amalek, isn't it?
Well, it's just like Amalek, right. The difference is here they were offered peace. They were offered peace. That's why some of them took it. Some of them left. Yachal afil echem en haknanim. I would think even if one of them is a kananim, sheba al achas min ha'umos. So here, it's the opposite. The father is from Canaan and the mother's Irish. Right? V'holed ben, and they have a son. Sha'ata Rishai Liknoso Be'eved. I would think you can keep him for an Eved. Talmud Lomar, no. Asher Holidu Ba'artzechem. Min Hanoldim Ba'artzechem. Only if they're born here. V'lo Min Hagarim Ba'artzechem. But not if they live here. So Rashi has a whole complicated thing that normally men uproot their roots and live with the wife's side. So it's a whole complicated thing. Where was the baby born? Where did the baby move to? The bottom line is, it's a complicated sukkim here. The bottom line is, make it simple, you go after the father. So if the father is a Kanani and the mother is Irish, the baby is Kanani.
Yeah.
And the other way around, the baby would be Irish.
Right, so how's the world? I'm just curious practically. When you have to ask the kids, the baby, if they want to make peace, he asks the father.
Right, however. So when Yeshua came in,
back then.
Right.
Now, let's say.
I don't know, that doesn't apply now.
I mean, how does the tomorrow, let's say.
It didn't apply then either.
Oh.
Okay, very good. Now, then we said, Nizgairu, if they become Geirim, then Halach Achar Pegam Shebishnehem. Go after the Pegam of both of them. What does that mean? B'mai, what does that mean? Ilema B'mitri Shenasa Amonis. If a Mitri marries an Amonis, right? So, that's not an example of a Pegam of Shnehem. There's only one Pegam. The Mitri is a problem. Amonis is not a Pegam. Right? My pagam to Mishneim is Bay. What's the pagam? Amoni velo Amonis. Elo, the other way around. Amoni man, Shenasa Mitzris. That marries a female Mitzri. What's the story now? Now it depends. If they have a son, we're going to say the son's an Amoni. Because you go after the pagam of both. So if they have a son, we'll say the son is an Amoni. The son's an Amoni, he can't marry anybody. If it's a girl, If it's an Ammonist, there's no pagam at all. So we'll say so she's a mitzvi, and she's the second generation, she has to wait another generation, her son, right? If it's a zachar, if they have a boy, shadi basar amoni, say it's an amoni. Why? That's the worst pagam. And in a keva have, if it's a female, shadi basar mitzvahs, say it's a go after the mitzvahs. Okay? Good? Okay, very good. Now, next Mishnah. Mamzerin, a mamzer. Everyone knows what that is. Or Nesinin, or a Nassin. A Nassin is somebody who was from the nations of the Zion Amamin, but they lied to Moshe, and they told Moshe they were from someplace else. So Moshe promised them not going to kill them. Then the jig was up, but Moshe made a promise. He didn't want to take the promise back. Not going to go back against his word. So he made them all avadim. So these are now. Apparently, the same story happened by Yehoshua, and by David HaMelech, another story happens. So the Mishnah says these people managed to survive all the way to David HaMelech, still around. Nisanin Asurin. A Nasin you also can't marry. And there's going to be a story to go in today, going into tomorrow's life, why you can't marry them. Because they're not nice people. That's bottom line. They're not nice people. It's a funny thing, because you said yesterday, in Amalek, you could become a ger. Right? Amalek can become a ger. They're not nice people. Nazi can become a ger. There was once a Nazi who became a ger. Not a lot?
A few.
A few, not a lot. Not a lot. There are a few.
No, a Nazi, I mean the children.
No, a Nazi himself. A full-fledged Nazi. There's one, I know of one. Right? In 1962 or something, he became a ger. It was in Israel, a whole story. That's very rare. We accepted him. They accepted the peasant, took him. Right? And didn't see him, they're not nice people. Because they were mean to Shaul. David says, I'm going to take mean people and become Jews. Unheard of. So what did David say? I'm going to rule, no more gerim. No more gerim. So that's why the Mishnah is usher. It's a funny thing. Right? Ammon and Moab, Ammoni men also not. Why? Because they're not nice people. Moab, not, they're not nice people. But Amalekim, they can become. Interesting. Asurin, Isser, Olam, and it's also an usher forever. Echad Zachar, Echad Nekevos, both men and women. Okay?
Well, unless they go through that whole machination with the Eved.
Right, so 1 second, before we get to that. Amr Shlakish, 1 second. Mamzeres, La'achar Eser Doros, Mutaros. A Mamzeres, after 10 generations, is Mutar, a female. Why? Yalef Asiri Asiri Me'amoani Umoavi. You learn out 10th generation from Ammon and Moav. Ma'alahala Nekevos Mutaros. Just like over there, Nekevos are Mutar. Afkan Nekevos Mutaros. So to here, Nekevos are Mutar. What's the problem with this Zereshava? Then female Mamzers should be Mutar right away. Why do they have to wait 10 generations? So who's going to ask that question? The Gemara. E malahalan miyad, afkan miyad. Right? If Ammoni women can become Jews right away, then why can't Mamzeres become Jews right away? Why do they have to wait 10 generations? So the Gemara answers, ki ahani gzeirishava, that the gzeirishava only a kitin me'asari v'eilech, from the 10th generation and on. What kind of thing is that? Right?
Well, just say Asiri. That's
what?
It says that the word Asiri.
Right.
It doesn't say Revi.
What?
It says Asiri. So.
Right. I, Vanan Tanan, Mamzer, Unisinin, Isin, Isir, Olam, Echad Zekar, Echad Nekevos. But our Mishnah says, not like you, Rish Lakish. Our Mishnah said, Mamzer is forever, men and women. So, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, Rish Lakish, who said it's okay, right? It's 10 generations. He doesn't hold from this Mishnah. What does he hold from? He can't hackly argue the Mishnah. See, it's a different vort. Ha, Kimanda Amar, Don Mina Umina. And Ha, and the Mishnah is Kimanda Amar, Don Mina V'Oki Basra. What does that mean? So, the what that means is as follows. There are two ways to learn Gzeir Shava. Don mina, and don mina, v'okibasra. The best way to explain it is to read the Rashi inside. It's a little long, but he'll explain it excellently. So it's even where the Rashi is a little further down, where it says, Don mina umina. Right? That's a short Rashi. It says, Ki gamrinan milsa mi milsa b'gzeir shava. When we compare things in gzeir shava, gamrinan like kula milsa mina. We compare everything. Don mina v'oki basra. However, there's another way to do gzeir shava, which means compare it, gzunt, compare it v'oki basra means to leave it outside. What does that mean? Lamai ditzrichi gamrinan. What I need to compare, I compare. Lamai delo tzrichi mokmina basra. And what I don't need, I leave outside. Vahacha, my gzereshava ikka. What's the gzereshava? Bimamzer, bimamzer. Lo ksiv ad olam. By mamzer, it doesn't say ad olam. It says ad a theory. Vabamoni umawavi, by my and mawavi, it says what? It says ad olam and asiri. It says both. The pasuk says gam dor asiri lo yavo lahem bakal Hashem ad olam. That's by amoni and mawavi. It says both. By mamzer, it only says asiri. So therefore, the alfinan mi mamzer.
No, no, it says gam dor asiri lo yavo lahem bakal Hashem.
What?
It says gam dor asiri lo yavo lahem. Even the 10th year should not.
Correct. And what about 11? It says mishalakas women, yes. Why? Because it's gzeir shava from amon and moav. Because by then, it also says, not the 10th generation, and we know women are mutter. So the Gemara asks, well, why are women mutter right away? By Mamzerim. No, we don't learn gzeir shava like that. What's going on? Back to Rashi. So, v'yalfinan mimamzer u'me'amoni b'gzeir shava. It's a gzeir shava here. K'tani b'tzifri d'bei rav, nemar kan asiri, v'nemar lamata asiri. It says asiri by both of them. Ma asiri, hamo lamata ad olam. Just like by one, it's forever. Af asiri ha'amor kan ad olam. Okay? It's forever. Now here we go. Rish Lakish savar, Rish Lakish hold, command Amar, don mina umina. You compare a gzereshava through and through. Ma lahalan ad olam, af kan ad olam. So really, they should both be forever. Umina, one second. Ma lahalan zachar v'lona kevos. By Amoni, it's only men. Af kan zachar v'lona kevos. So too by Mamzer, it's only men. But it's only that can only apply for the 10th generation and on. Because for the first 10, I don't need a Gzeir Shava. I don't need a Gzeir Shava, right? V'don mina savala kamanda amar don mina v'oki basra. Our Mishnah, which said mamzerim men women is forever, holds like that. Don mina malahal ad olam af mamzer ad olam. They're both forever. V'oki basra. And the rest of it, ignore. Meikara yudoros dekra echad zechar veechad dekevos dekasiv mamzer mumzar. What is a mamzer? A mumzar. Hachanami ad olam demaisinan zereshava echad zechar veechad dekevos kach shemati v'chein ikar. Right? So it's not so simple what these words mean. Somehow, Rish Lakish gets out of this that after 10 generations a female mamzer is mutter. And our Mishnah said, no way. That's basically the story. Okay, Shalu is Rabbi Eliezer. Back to the Gemara. Mamzeres lachar asara dori mahu. Mamzeres after 10 generations. What's the story? Amalehem mi'itin lidor shlishi v'tarenu. Give me a third generation and I'll say it's okay. Why? Alma, what do you see? Kasavar mamzera lochai. Mamzerim can't live. Because you know what's going to happen? People, the fourth or fifth generation. Who knows this person's 5th generation mamzer? No one knows. No one knows. So you know what's going to happen? People are going to start marrying them. So the Gemara says they're not going to live. To save Klai Yisrael from them, they're going to die. They're going to die out. Hashem will make them die out. V'chein Amar Rav Huna Mamzer lo chai. They're not going to live. Ay v'anan t'nan Mamzer v'yisurim v'yisurim nisur olam. But the Bible of the Mishnah says they're also forever if they're going to die. So Amar Rav Dera l'zimu farishli minad Rav Yehuda. No. Diyada, if you know they're Mamzerim chai, they will live. Everyone's going to know. Stay away from that guy. Stay away from his children. Everyone's going to always know. They're going to be branded for it forever. Till Mashiach comes, they're branded. Delo yada. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. How does nobody know? A woman had an affair, and she told her husband, it's his such a son. No one knows. Then, lo chai. They're not going to live. Why are they not going to live? So that it shouldn't cause problems in Klai Yisrael. The yada, v'lo yada. But if you're not sure, not sure what's the story with this boy looks like somebody else, right? Be, you know, people aren't sure. Then ad tlasim dar chai, tfe lo chai. For three generations it'll last, and after that not. Now listen to this story. Hahu dahavi b'shivivuse de Ravami. There was a story with a guy in Ravami's town. Achus led the mamzer. They tell him the mamzer. And Bachi Vazel was crying. Look what they just said about me. So Amalu, what do you mean? We just gave you life. Because now you're branded. Don't worry about it. No one's going to marry you. You're not going to die. Amar Vchana, Barada, Nesinim, David Gozer Aleim. The Nesina, David was Gozer on them. Shinemar, Vikra Melech LaGavonim. David called to the Gavonim, who are the Nesinim. Vyomar Aleim, HaGavonim. Lo bnei Yisrael hema. They're not from bnei Yisrael. My time of Gazer alayu. Why do you make a gzeira? The sif, because it says vayhi rav bimei David shaloshanim. There was a famine for 3 years. Shana achar shana, year after year. Shana rishona amar lahem shema ovdei avodei kochavim yeshbechem. Maybe we sinned in our idol worship among us. David says to the nation. The sif avadatim alohem achir v'shtachavisim lahem v'tzaras hashem v'lo yematar. That will cause a famine. But kuvlo matzu. They checked. They did not. Wasn't true. Maybe it's nus. That's it. But kuvlo matza, that wasn't it either. Maybe there are people that came to shul, they pledged by the appeal, and they didn't give. It's a terrible thing. They ain't no sin. Dechsiv, Nesiyim Ruach, right? The big spirits. The Geshem Enish, Metal, B'misas Sheker. That's also going to cause a famine. But kuvlo matza, no, that never happened. So Amar, he said, "Ain the davar tali elabi." So David said, "It must be something I did wrong. If there's a famine, it must be something I did wrong." Miyad, right away. Vayivakish David is pnei Hashem. He right, my he. What is that? Amar shlakish shalom orim v'tum. He asked orim v'tum, "What's going on?" My mashma. How do you see that? Amar v'lozar isya pnei. It's a gzera shava. Tziv hachal vayivakish David is pnei Hashem. V'tziv hasam vayishalom orim v'tum ufnei Hashem. Vayomar Hashem. Hashem answered, "El shol." The issue is because Shaul killed the Givonim, apparently, and El Shaul Shlom Nisbad Kalacha. And by the way, and you didn't mask Shaul properly. Number one, Shaul did a terrible thing to the Givonim, killed them all. And number two, you didn't mask Shaul. So Veil Beis Hadamim Al Asher Hemis Hagivonim, right? Bichihechon Matzino Shaul Shemis Hagivonim. Where does it say that he killed the Givonim? Ela Mitoch. Shaharag Nov Ira Kahanim. He didn't kill the Givonim. He killed the city of Nov. And he supported, they supported the Givonim. They were very charitable, this city of Nov. It's as if they kill, he Shaul killed the Givonim too. Because they had nothing to eat. Right? So Kotava El Shaul Shlom Nisbad Kalacha. You're upset that they didn't maspid Shaul properly. The Katava al Shahemis Hagavonim, and you're also upset that he was a terrible person. Shaul. Shaul was a terrible Russia. He killed the whole town of Nov. And by the way, you didn't give him a proper hesped. Does that make any sense? Amalei in, yes, it makes a lot. Amar in, yes. Damer Shlakish, my dechsiv. It says Big Shu es Hashem Kol Inve Eretz Asher Mishpatu Palu Ba Asher Mishpatu Sham Palu Amar David Shaul Nafkaluhu. Trace Yarche Shata, he was there for a year. Velo Darche Lemispede, and he didn't give a hesped, right? 12 months went by after he died, and they had a shloshim, they had the yard side already, and no one gave him a hesped properly. So just because he did one thing wrong, he was still the melech. He still deserved the hesped. Now we didn't get to the story. What exactly the Nesina did wrong here that David said they can't marry Jews? The answer is because they're going to want to kill all Shaul's family. So they're going to kill his family? That's not
already established they can't marry Jews.
That, the Gemara's going to answer that question tomorrow. All right? We'll pick up here. Everyone have a very good day.